Okay, welcome to the North Logan City Library Board meeting. Today is May 8th, 2025. In attendance is myself, Jen Albrecht.
Andrea Walkup.
Liz Carr.
Jeanine Puffy.
Kathy Larson.
Trent Bateman.
Emily Schmidt.
Okay, welcome. Good news minute. Anyone?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Amy Fidel. She just walked in. I'm so glad you made it. I was just saying, I should have sent you a reminder, and you don't need one.
Oh, no. I was picking up donations.
For the pickleball.
Yeah,
pickleball?
The pickleball
oh,
tournament.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Anyway, it makes me happy. The new Morty's struggling a little bit, so okay. Maybe give it a week.
Okay.
Missed orders, like, the cars are... Anyway.
Struggling is in their...
Yeah, they're trying to figure it out.
Oh.
Like, lots of people in there were not real happy.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Just now. They're like, this is not what I ordered. And anyway, like, and the cards weren't there. They weren't ready. Anyway, this guy. It's fun. Like, yeah, they will. I love Morty's. It's great.
I went the week after they opened, and it was just me, and it was great. Guy was very helpful.
It's not busy. No joke, I was surprised by how early did the day they opened.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay, so maybe just
give
tonight.
Give him a second. Give him a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those of you who don't know, Amy is the president of the Friends of Library currently. Yay. And I invited her to come just to have a little more, you know, collaboration between the two of us.
That's your subject last name.
Fidel.
Yeah,
yep. F-A-D-E-L.
Thank you.
I guess part of the good news is that I saw the article in the newspaper about our donation.
Oh, yeah.
Libby donation. Yes. That was cool to be in the... I was, like, showing everyone. I was like, look, it's library.
Wait times are down on Libby. That's great news.
Yeah.
I've had several
Have
books.
You started doing stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I've spent probably $30,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
It's amazing.
Keep it up.
So...
A couple of my books came in real fast.
I think a lot of people had a little bit of a surge there, and they didn't know what to do with.
Yeah,
I did. That's what I had to do. I was
the
like
same
reading.
Thing, yeah, for me. So I had to return a couple that I'm like,
you just delay them.
But then you know that they're going to be there when
I know. I love that.
Right.
Within 3 weeks.
So it made me not worry too much about it.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, that's just so cool.
It is so cool.
Yeah, it's affecting the whole community in a positive way. So that's what we wanted. It's awesome.
With that, do you just do whatever book has the most holds? Is that basically how it
Yeah, so I'm trying to get rid of enough holds that it only is 3 weeks for everybody. And I've been able to do it a little bit of a different way, so I'll get down to where there's only two people that have this book on hold.
Yeah.
As soon as we get rid of these holds, it's probably never going to be checked out again. So on some books, it lets you do a cost per circulation, which ranges between like $5 and $10 for each checkout.
Okay.
And like if I can spend $15... And these holds get pulled away, and then I'm not just sitting on a book that's never going to be checked out.
22 weeks out, yeah.
So those get pulled, and then I didn't spend $90, I spent $20 to get that fulfilled.
That's cool.
So it's allowed me to save some money.
Oh, I really like that. That's brilliant.
Yeah. So stuff I know is going to be popular, I'm like, let's have some copies, because they're going to get used over and over again, but stuff that isn't, that's the way we're going.
Some of my nerdier books.
I still have some that are very far out, and I'm like,
if you have some, will you email me if you run into books where you like have a really long wait time? Because there are literally 4,000 books that have like one or two holds on them, and we don't have a copy. But it's really not feasible to buy all of those. So if I hear from people in our library like, I want this, we can start fulfilling.
It's taking
requests,
guys. It's working. It's working. This library board membership is paying off right here, guys.
There's your perk right here.
Couldn't believe it.
That's funny. Good. That's great. Liz, do you want to do our minutes?
Oh, yes. I vote to approve the minutes.
I second it.
Yay.
All in favor?
Yeah.
The vote is unanimous. Okay. And we'll just trot right along with your director's
report.
Awesome.
We'll just look at the budget real quickly. There's nothing too exciting, which is great. At this point, we're 83% of the way through the budget year. So as you go down that second column, it gives you the percentages. Library fines were not quite as much as we've been in the past. I think all of this is just an effect of Logan being open. We didn't know how much or how little we would change. We've earned plenty of interest on some things. Non-resident fee is a little bit low, and again, copier is a little low, but I think that just equates to Logan being open.
Have we seen an uptick in non-resident applications?
Not really.
Okay.
No. I think we had a good number there to kind of keep that at what it was. Okay. We haven't had too many people balk at it, though. I think we have a justification reason why it is more, and people have been fine with it.
So, seems appropriate.
Down below, postage, as always, will get reimbursed from the state, and the other one's the furnace that's way over.
Yeah.
Anyway, but everything that else comes is, up every month. Is well but under...
When we move in July, it won't be a problem.
Be great.
Yeah, the furnace won't be.
Except for that winter, because we'll have to pay when they're doing the construction in here to keep it heated. So we have one more year of...
Absolute chaos.
Yeah. Which I love. And then I just printed two copies of this. This is something I put together with our foundation meeting with Deloy and his challenge to make our library more inclusive to everybody. The first two pages is kind of just an overview of what the document is. Then there's a timeline, what we're pledging to do as the library, and what we've done in the past as far as programs we've done to meet that need. This morning I met with the executive director of CRIC, the Cash Refugee Immigrant Connection, and said, what can we do to help you? They've lost a lot of their grants in the last couple months, and so they're reeling a little bit. But I'm going to meet with their board of directors in the coming weeks and kind of tell them what the library is trying to do, get ideas from them of ways we can collaborate. Had somebody else come in who's starting a nonprofit, doing GED classes for refugees and immigrants and looking for somewhere they can teach those classes starting this fall. So I was like, we'd love to be a part of that.
Is there a pretty big population in Cache Valley?
Yes, Cache Valley, there's the majority live in Logan. Because that's where housing is available.
Even at our school.
Yeah, there's a Somali population near here, but transportation, jobs, it's much easier in Logan.
Right.
Yeah. But we talked this morning, had some fun ideas of there's an Afghan population here, and some of them do a lot of cooking, and doing a cooking class with the community and having them connect with the community and teaching what they know. Mm-hmm. So
that'd be cool.
It's exciting, but that just has kind of what our plan is.
Awesome.
That's
exciting.
Wait, this is just the North Logan Library, what we're trying to do. And again, it's not perfect right now because we're limited on space and we're going to transition, but I didn't want to wait for the year to start it. Let's get this going and get some traction.
Start thinking about
And it's is it getting pushed from Deloitte, or would we also want
No, it's
to
just something
well?
He had talked about, and I thought, this is awesome. This is something we should do as a library. And so we
I was going to say, this kind of looks like the strategic plan that we have
so
to
So it is
do.
Kind of a strategic plan. This is like strategic plan that's focused on
diversity.
And bringing
So is this something that in. When we have to turn in, because that is something we
could
have to turn
add
in, probably want to add that into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
When we do this next year for our, what is it, recertification?
Yeah, but I'm hoping we get a year off. They told us we did.
I said for next
But for the
year,
next one, yeah. Yep, for the next year.
Okay.
Other things to touch on. Our kickoff is June 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. If any of you want to volunteer, mm-hmm. we're going to be making cotton candy from 2 to 4 that day up at Elk Ridge Park.
Excellent.
We're going to try to get 200 bags made up before the event.
Yeah.
And we're changing something this year that people might not love, but we are charging for the cotton candy.
How much?
$2 a bag.
That's fine.
to cover the expenses, and there's food vendors there that are trying to sell, and if we're giving free cotton candy away, we have a line of 100 people the whole night, and anyway.
Wait, what I think that's a great idea. Just what time do we need to be there?
2 o'clock. We need 3 people that day, so if there's 3 of you that want to do it, if you want to just email me, anybody who's interested, and then I'll connect you with Heidi, and we can...
That was the longest line last year when we were there, and I was standing there with my daughter, and I literally said... They should just charge a little for it.
Yeah.
Because you know there's people going back in.
Yeah.
Right. And so that would be a fundraising effort, too. We can put that money
Great.
Back into the friends.
Are we going to do any other concessions with the food trucks?
Not,
or just...
Not for the library. I'm still working on Pioneer Day to see if that's something we can do.
Do not be in this line.
For
okay.
the... Because we had talked about that. And for the pumpkin walk as well.
Have you met with anybody from the pumpkin walk yet about it?
I haven't.
Just as a note, you need to be very cautious going into that conversation.
Ryan did it last year.
We'll talk.
Okay. Perfect.
Let us know how we can help.
Yeah. So,
I just want to say, on that cotton candy thing, are we going to say food available for purchase or something, because I usually don't bring money, so I can't. I'll just be like, on I the, don't have any
on the
money,
flyer itself, like anything. Saying, yeah, that's a good idea.
Actually, I or also do the same thing.
I do it on purpose. Also,
I do it on purpose. I don't like, even, oh, no, like, I guess I, mom didn't bring any money. Yeah, like, no one accepts Venmo.
And now they all do.
We'll use the precious Venmo for that. So there will be an option for the cotton candy.
Okay, that's okay. It's going to be fine. I'll suffer through.
And we're crossing our fingers. We're trying to get a hot air balloon at the event this year.
So
people can come take pictures.
Yeah.
And then also, we're, it's a friend that I know. Anyway, but we're going to buy 2 gift certificates and do a raffle.
For a ride?
For a ride for people. So I was like, we could generate some fundraising off of that.
Yeah, I'm buying all the tickets.
Can we have the raffle tickets starting to be sold before
yes.
the event?
Yes. So these people are currently in Europe, hot air ballooning around Europe.
Exactly.
Sorry, my excursion's in late August, so.
Anyway, so they get back, and I've been communicating with him when he has time. But I said we do want to do the raffle, so I'm trying to get details on that so we can start that right away.
Great idea.
So we have 2 months of selling those.
But I think that could be... Do we have any other prizes we're going to be doing with the raffle?
That was going to be the main raffle. We have all the prizes for summer reading, but those would be like the raffle items.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think that could be a fun addition.
Super
fun. Just pray for good weather.
Yeah, so, and so the balloon will actually be there.
So the balloon would be at the event, and we'd have them come, and they wouldn't be doing any rides, but people they would have the balloon up in the air and the basket on the ground. People could come take pictures, ask questions, get in the basket and take a picture.
And then the ride would be at a later date.
Cool. And the ride would be, they would schedule with them, they would get this certificate. We can do a drawing either at summer, like the closing social, or just another day at the library and do that drawing.
Yeah.
We haven't worked out all the details. It all kind of happened fast, but...
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
I think that's kind of everybody's bucket list. Like,
that's like my bucket list. I've always wanted to keep
seeing them in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, so pretty.
No, I tried to chase them down once, too. Like, because I saw them going towards Elk Ridge
so that
to
you could
land.
Be like, get me in that basket.
I'd just be like, how do I get... Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm sure all of you saw the fundraising brochure that came out.
I thought that was
We've had a donation already.
Yes.
We've worked with staff on how to accept those donations.
Was that picture in the thing, is that what it's going to look like, or is that...
Ish. Like, that gives you an idea of what that will look like. We'll still have a designer come in and do it on the wall.
Okay.
I don't think they've decided if it's going to be out of metal, if it's going to be vinyl, whatever.
Man, do metal.
I think metal would be a lot nicer.
And then
the vinyl just looks
a little
cheap.
It does. And it can fall off. It's just not.
I want that, like, if we're going to go through all the trouble making nice
wood,
in the library.
Or wood would be nice, too. Yeah.
Make
some stained wood. And
good.
Yeah.
So, but people have been calling about it and asking about it. So that's good. And then we just applied for a grant. I had 3 staff members put in a ton of work applying for a federal grant for a lot of the AV stuff for that building.
Mm. Oh, fun.
So again, cross your fingers to that. And then we're working on a secondary grant right now for new staff computers because they're all COVID computers.
Mm,
and so they're about 5 years old. Some of them won't be able to be updated with the new Windows update that they're doing. So we're working on that. And that is all I have for the director's report.
Great. Awesome. Any questions for Trent?
Okay, so wait, was the last grant you're working on?
It's a technology grant. That one's
just
the state.
For the computers.
Yeah, just for computers. The other one was a federal grant.
Okay, wonderful. Kathy, can you review the employee survey with us?
So we have employee survey. We sent this out. And I just copied what we did last year. So what we did last year is we sent this out to all the employees. I say all the employees, like there's a whole bunch. It's like 10.
There's like 20.
Yeah. And so then we just had them answer that, and then I kind of coded them, so I sorted them into categories so that they're not, so you can't tell who said what. So I said, you know, some people said this, some people said this, so that nobody feels, hopefully.
Yeah, I think this is fine, Amy, just so you're aware, we started this last year just in an effort to create an open line of communication between the board and the employees to avoid any past repetition of past mistakes.
Yeah, so we can kind of hear from them.
And just
beautiful
year.
Way to put that, John. I was like, wow, what a professional way to say that.
So we can get that. I will get the, if I can get the emails.
Do you want me to send those to you?
Yeah.
Thank you for heading that up. I really appreciate
it. And then,
it.
Yeah, I can get the emails and then I can send this out to employees and we'll see. I'll see how the response is. I might send out just a reminder one.
They're a little before. Pretty responsive.
Are we meeting
it?
In?
I mean, it's so short.
Whatever, in June. Because do we need?
Do we need to meet in June?
Well, this is a question because the directors. Because part of what we used this for last time is for the director's evaluation. Which when does that due?
I thought we did it in June or July.
Because don't we do it at the end of the financial year? And the financial year ends June 30th. That was my understanding. Maybe.
I think it was June last year.
I feel like it was summer last year, too.
So I think we might need to meet in... Except it'll be tricky, because many of us are gone.
Yeah, or does it just need to be a meeting with...
Do I just do the evaluation and then we can meet as a board in July?
We do have to vote to approve the
evaluation.
The evaluation. Because we can write it up. Mm-hmm. You can write it up, but as a board, we do need to vote to approve it because it will be something that goes on your.
Right.
And that needs to happen before the end of the financial year.
That's my understanding. I can look into that, to give you.
I'm pretty sure that's the case. Because ECHOs do all my evaluations.
So we do need to meet and vote. On that sometimes,
at least to vote, yeah.
Okay.
And so we would need to meet
and it
prior
needs to, be,
to that.
And it needs to be on the agenda as a reminder of that, so that we're going to meet and vote on that.
We just might want to see who's... I know I'm gone that day. I'm not in the state that day. It's going to be on June 12th. I'm just wondering...
This is terrible. I'm hoping to be gone. My thing goes through. Yeah. But then I don't know.
So I'm just wondering... I can do any other Thursday that whole month.
I feel like the 5th might actually work because it's right after school gets out. I don't know if the 5th would work better. And before, I feel like the 5th is kind of before a lot of stuff gets started.
That's the way to do it.
We could do the 5th.
So maybe do it the 5th. Maybe do it
the
5th.
The next week I'm gone, so.
June 5th?
Yeah. Kind of get it done.
I will check that. I don't want to mess up the vocal recording. I will mess it up if I try and get into my calendar. I will check on that. We'll do June 5th. Thank you for letting me use your pen. I forgot to bring one.
Okay. Yeah. So I will try to. I'll have this.
So that you're sending that out, right?
Let's just go ahead and move forward on that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send this out as soon as I get those emails.
Okay.
And then I'll meet with Trent. Dr. Andrea and I both meet with him because we did it both last year.
I think that's just up to you. We both did it because we were kind of trained. Because you were preparing to take over and wanted to see how things were working.
I think in general, I would suggest having two people meet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's probably a good idea.
And Trent, if you would like to bring...
Some support
on your side.
We're good. I feel like I have support.
I know, but I feel like setting the expectation that if there was like...
If there was ever an
adversarial relationship that I want...
I think that's a good precedent.
Yeah. Okay. We will get on that pages. Before June.
Are there anything you want to change or add to this?
So is it your feeling that we need to wait to do that until after we get the feedback from the employee survey?
I don't know. It depends on how quickly people get it back. I think you could meet, because I don't know. It depends on if you want to include the feedback. Because I think last year...
we asked the employees, say, could you please return this within 2 weeks?
I think you can do it within, like,
I think most of them are
pretty good. Because they'll all be here working at some point. So they can get on and do it. They're responsive.
Yeah.
That should be an issue.
Then I think we could just give them a timeline like that.
Yeah, let's just
say sometime in the next...
Sometime in the next week. Don't give them two. Don't give them two.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Because then they'll be like, oh, I'll do it later.
Okay.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Should I... And so maybe I will send it out...
Just say 3 days.
Monday morning, like early morning, Monday morning, and say...
By Wednesday night at 5 p.m.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody's working that...
Will everyone generally work between Monday and Wednesday? Okay.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. And then I'll try to... And then I'll get that together and get the results to... I'll try to get that by, like, the 12th, by the next Monday. That'll give people a time to get them in.
We will meet with Trent the following week. We'll be all set before June 5th.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Anything else with that? No. Okay, so just quickly, I wanted to discuss the library construction and review our plans for temporary operations during the transitional period between moving over there and having this space renovated. Initially, we had discussed trying to stay open, but I think that it's my feeling that it might be better if we were open to the idea of a temporary shutdown, a couple of months maybe, because I think it's a little bit unfair, not just for Trent, but for the staff as a whole, to have them sort of limp along and and try and keep everything running at the same level, I think it might be a lot better if we allowed for, you know, a period of transition and then had a clean launch mm-hmm. into the new space and the new things like that. And along those same lines, I think when we do open up in our temporary space, there's a couple of things we need to discuss as far as we had already discussed some shortened hours that I think would be a good idea. And then also the bookshelves themselves might be an issue because they will not be anchored to the floor or the wall. And that can be a major liability. So one idea I had is to just not allow for any perusing of books yourself.
So just like
you can
like
order the books.
Where you can order the books
yes,
and they bring them
to like you. COVID. And okay. then they can bring them to you. We can rope off the bookshelf area. Now our programs will still run as normal.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is not going to affect programs, which is one of the biggest things that we do for the community. And they still can get the books that they want. They will just order them online and then come to the library to pick them up. And then this Libby thing, I think, can be timed better either because they can have everything that they need.
It's going to help a lot
on Libby. Thoughts, could we opinions, still, the, ideas there?
I do know for the toddlers. We have a lot of these roaming ones. Is there any way we can use these ones that we have out here that do not appear to be anchored and allow some kid books to maybe be rotated? I don't want to make it too hard for the...
It would just be the geography of making sure everything is in a place where you can still rope off. Because we want people to be able to come in and maybe have a kiosk set up where they could look through the catalog and be like, oh, I want these books. So if they don't have that at home, they can do that and say, let's pull these books. The staff goes and pulls that and brings it. I'm just really worried with kids running around and like climbing on something.
I just don't like, you have a board book one right now. Is there any way like for toddler story time you could put some books on there?
One or two of those that we had that toddlers could come grab off or something like that. I think something like that would be doable.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
My question, I mean, are the little ones a concern? Like the kid ones? Like so we could put the kid shelves up.
Yeah, so we're putting all shelves up because we'll like to have all the books on them.
Oh, it's just let people in.
Because, I mean, they're going to be fine if they're just standing there, but if there's any sort of climbing on it.
Or bumping into. I don't feel very safe with those moving ones. They're sketchy.
Just so someone walks past.
I'm trying to get a quote on getting those pulled apart so that we can just use them as freestanding because we still need them.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have new shelving by that point, so like we still need those over there. Okay. And talking to the person who does the shelving, the ratio of the width to the height is one that they're like, that's.
Yeah.
He's like, you're probably okay, but
that
I don't live in the world of probably.
Say, that doesn't make me feel great.
Comment for us.
I just know our children's section is most highly checked out, and if there's any way we can keep some of that, not all of it, but just even some of it a little bit.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Janine?
I had a question. Will this impact any of the part-time workers' hours?
Well, I imagine so.
Yeah, I think that's...
I don't think
so. So they're going to be getting less pay.
Less hours.
Potentially
less
hours.
Pays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I'm just wondering, would it also affect the full-time employees? Like, don't we only have, like, three?
Three full-time employees.
Yeah.
So if programs are still going, Heidi would still be doing programs like crazy, and we'd have some help for her doing the programs. There will be hours that the desk will be opened.
Okay.
And again, like, we'd have to look and say, like, okay, are these modified schedules for these people? There's natural attrition that could happen in the meantime with people like Kim doing something else.
And maybe you don't replace them.
And I think if they have ample
knowledge
and awareness and time,
to know
that's going to happen, then that I think
they might find something
else. And I think it still would be the best move for the library.
It might take a surprise.
I agree with that.
You don't have the hours this week.
Yeah.
Thinking of roping things off. So if the concern, it sounds like the concern is that there's not going to be a really great way to keep the kids out from
just
running amok.
Because it's just one big room.
Right. Well, is there any way to get like those cubicle, you know, like those cubicle just
temporary
walls that we could put, like we could have an area, this is for the public,
are and those then anchored some to the sort floor? Of we don't want to ruin the floor.
And this that's, is true. Yeah, because we don't want to ruin that floor. We could look at something like that.
Something that's more than just a rope. Because I agree, a rope is not...
A rope is a toy.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me something
if there's, to yank. Well, and how much of it will we... gosh, I'm explaining
there's limited this space, too.
There's just limited...
Right, yeah.
To like even add pieces in and like getting things laid out. We can,
yeah.
I mean, we can do whatever we can.
Do we need to put up all the bookshelves? Is there somewhere else that we can store the books in the interim where the employees can still access them and pull the books that are requested,
yeah.
but they are not available to the public space at all?
Because then we could honestly just put up the kids' books.
Put kids' books.
Can we put things in the city office building?
Yeah, let's put
them in. And then, but then
they can't do trainings.
I was going to say, it's not that we couldn't, I mean, we. My issue is, let's say I come to come pick up a book
right,
today.
Right, well, you'd have to
like,
request a day in advance.
Yeah.
And having them, we could have them separated, but that's hard if you're like, okay, adult books are in this place, kids' books are here. Because if they are here, then they would go into the community center, which would then limit the ability to do programs.
Right.
Because like the classroom, the conference room, a lot of those spaces are going to be used for like, our office furniture, our supplies.
My feeling
Logan
is...
was fully closed for a long time.
That's what I was going to say. How my feeling is that it's going to be inconvenient.
No matter what.
But I think that the pros of what we're gaining through this inconvenience far outweighs the cons. And I think the community as a whole
sees it
that way. So we just need to decide what's going to be best for the library.
And we don't need to make that decision today, but we just wanted to start that conversation.
Yeah.
We could go talk to patrons of Logan or the staff over there and see what they did.
They ran out of the service center,
mm-hmm.
and they had all the books in a back room, and you would go online.
So they didn't have
it was like
no,
a
there's
COVID
no
thing.
Perusing
nice
of
like a bookmobile or something.
Yeah.
So somebody get a big van.
One of the biggest issues that we're
like
November.
So when but that finishes, and then
okay, so
probably
so we're talking like for 8 months.
Well, and not even that, because we'd be closed for a period, like transitioning, setting up bookshelves. Because we'll have to disassemble all these, move them over, reassemble, get all the books off the floor, organize them, move all of our desks, all supplies, everything over. So a month or two that we're going to be transitioning, and then maybe 5-6 months.
In the temporary space.
Okay.
And then another transition back.
And I think the transition back here is going to be
smoother.
Simpler. Because if we buy new bookshelves, the companies are going
to
come in, set those up. That's all going
to be. And there just is a space for everything we need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're just moving the books.
So during that time, the community center and all of that will be being used.
Our plan is that main event space. Like some of it's going to be storage for stuff here, but that main event space will be open
dedicated
for all
to
of our
the
programs.
Library.
And it can be split up into three sections.
But I mean, it'll be being used during
that time we're
over
modified
here.
Hours,
this
whatever. Yes,
closed.
It will be being
so
used.
So all of that, over. There's going to be like a grand opening. We're going to unveil this. We're going to use it for six months.
I don't
months.
Think we're going
yeah,
to
have
a grand
we collaborated
opening.
That?
And then there's going to be another like grand opening for the
I
library.
I could just be one
thing.
Grand opening for the whole.
When the whole thing is done.
Yeah.
That was my understanding.
Oh,
in my
there's not a grand opening until the library section is also done.
Yes, because
which
that's
makes sense to me.
Yeah,
I don't really
okay.
feel like I want to celebrate something that's going to be inconvenient for me. For
why don't we like celebrate?
And there's
let's just call it inconvenient party.
Inconvenience opening.
And then we'll have it 4:30.
It also seems a little problematic to
me. Like the best time
to have
in the world
best
to have a
grand
meeting.
Opening. Right. Like, after that's already been used for 6 months and people have already been in and seen
right.
it, like,
yeah.
I think that also,
a
like,
anticlimactic.
Oh, I, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
But this part will be all new and fixed up.
Yeah.
I
why don't
wonder,
we just get a taco truck and it'll be
I'm wondering, though.
People will still be happy.
There are some people I know in libraries around the state who have had to do weird things to, like, accommodate construction. So I can reach out.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
some friends and just be like, hey, what'd you guys do?
I like the bookmobile idea.
I really do love that idea.
So you're thinking the
bring
six I'll
drive.
That they're there.
Are
bring
you
in the summer events.
Oh,
to
yes.
the kids.
Just
okay.
I cannot tell you how much
okay.
I actually
in
love
Davis
it.
In Davis County.
Oh, fun.
So cute. Okay.
We
have
to
be super fun.
I'm sure it will be me no matter
what
you do.
It is.
Somebody is somebody has figured out this worked really well and this is how we did it. Like, we didn't need to reinvent a wheel that somebody else has already figured out, you know?
But yeah, I don't think we need to be like overly concerned about it being inconvenient. We just need to do what's going to be best.
I do think we need to be very clear in the lead up of like, here is the timeline.
Yeah.
Here's how it's going to run.
Yes.
Like a ton of things about like,
and explain
why. Some social media videos.
And that's why we're having this conversation now, so that
it's
we have
for
months.
The safety of our patrons.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do that phrase or something similar.
Yes,
it's a great
I agree.
Idea. Have
do
the
we know
just make a social
time
media
of
video
year this will all take?
Here's
place.
How you.
Like the time of year that this transition is saying
well, that's supposed to be,
we were
done
to be
November.
July.
No, I think that's no he said November is now the new target time. So then it would be first of the year that
through the winter is when it is, which is why we want to keep our programs running if we can.
Yeah, because you got to get out of the house.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, stew on that.
Yeah.
And then I'll reach out to some libraries, and if you have friends you want to reach out to,
yeah,
and we kind of just get some other input.
Okay.
And then next board meeting we can.
Great. I think that's everything we had for today. So go ahead and motion to dismiss.
I motion. Jenny motions. I second.
In favor.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous. Thank you for coming today. Amy, thanks for coming.
Thanks, everybody.